Just one other item I want to mention to you. You have in your bulletin this morning the two invitations to give out to others and invite them to our Chapel Airs concert that's going to happen on Saturday, May the 12th. Part of our emphasis on that Saturday night is that that's Mother's Day weekend. So this may be an opportunity for you to bring mom or your grandma or to invite some other mom or grandma for the evening and enter into this time of fellowship with us. We do have a few of the posters for this still at the back on the pew. And if you frequent a store, a restaurant, or you have an office, or you go to an office, and they'd be willing to put this up around town, then we encourage you to do that just so that we'll get word around as much as we can and have a great time as the chaplains come and share in this time with us. Just to let you know as well, as it's mentioned on the poster, that we will be taking a love offering for the chaplains, and this is how they cover their expenses in coming. So we just wanted you to know all about that. Well, this morning, if I could have Ken and Janelda and Suzanne and who else did I ask? Sandy. Come and just join me at the front, if you will. And I'm going to ask Ernie, our deacon, and Alwyn, our deaconesses, to come as well. Jace, I got the blue mic here. We'll need that sometime, I think. And all these handsome people coming up front, didn't they dress for the occasion? So, at our business meeting back in March, we had the privilege of receiving into membership about 10 or 11 of our folks. And we couldn't do it all in one Sunday, but today I've chosen and asked that these folk would come, and we certainly want to officially welcome them into membership in our church. And also something that we encourage to a degree, depends on how shy you are, is that you would be able to share just perhaps how you came to know Jesus or why you chose our church or why do you even want to stay, you know, that type of thing. So we're just going to give them a little opportunity, and there's no pressure on them to do that. But I think Ken and Janelda have something that they would like to share with us. Okay, you just hold it for her and pull it away when she's said enough.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Good.
Growing up, I attended a Lutheran church with my family. Though I became a member of a church, the rituals there were really meaningless to me. As a teenager, when I went to high school, I actually associated with Christians. I sensed there was something different about them, and yet I did not understand what it was. At that time, I would have been ready to accept Christ into my heart if it would have been explained to me. In my early 20s, I got into long-distance trucking, and in my travels, I would often spend time with my cousin in Montreal. One of my trips from a terminal to my cousin's home, I had a near accident. The streets were very icy, and I almost ended up in the river with the truck. Arriving at my cousin's place, I related to him what had happened, and he asked me if I knew where I would be going if I died. He then explained the gospel to me, and as I was praying with my cousin that evening, I accepted Christ into my life. I began attending church whenever possible. It was difficult because I was away in the truck all the time, but I started reading my Bible, and I was able to understand what I was reading. My favorite book was John. I also liked the book of 1 John. And one of my favorite passages in 1 John is 1 John 4, 7 to 9. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him.
I went to church as a girl, but never grasped what it meant to be a Christian. When I left home, I stopped attending church and made choices that brought me much sorrow. I met and lived with a man who was not interested in God, and I followed his example. But even though we had planned to marry, I was overcome with guilt while we were still unmarried and living together. When we did get married, after around 3 years, I was expecting our first child. It was then that I began feeling an urgency to go to church. Later, I discovered that my praying mother's specific prayers were being answered by God. The first church I went to when I felt compelled to go impresses to me now how important it is to extend welcome and love to strangers. At this particular church where I attended for a whole month, I was never greeted by anyone. After my baby was born and we moved to a new city, that compulsion to go to church returned, thanks to my praying mother. This time, when I stepped in the door of the church, I was immediately greeted and welcomed. Before church was over, I was invited to their ladies' event, and that week, the church began to pray for me. Within a few weeks, after hearing my need to ask Jesus to be my Savior, I asked him into my life. Ever since that, I have rejoiced that Jesus has forgiven all my sins and comforted me with his continual love and presence. Becoming a Christian did not exempt me from the consequences of my life. For soon after I gave my life to God, my husband left me for someone else. For several years, my little boy and I were alone. Yet not alone, for now I had Jesus' forgiveness, love, and peace. I also had the love and support of a caring church. One day, a friend suggested we ask God for something big. She needed a new furnace, and I needed a husband and a father for my son. Well, God lovingly answered both our prayers. God brought Ken into our life, and he's blessed us with 8 children and 17 children, with one on the way. My daughter is a testimony of that. And Ken and I have come to this lovely town of Blenheim from Elmira last summer. When we came here, we were looking for a church that faithfully told the gospel and clearly taught from the Bible. We found Blenheim Baptist to embrace that fully, and we also felt embraced by your kind welcome into your midst. We are happy to join this fellowship and become members. And I'd like to close by sharing these beautiful and encouraging verses from Micah 7, 18 and 19. Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea.
Very good. Good. Now, Sandy, did you have anything you want to say to us? I know you and Suzanne are a little bit more shy in certain circles, like at the front. But
I'm going to talk about why I came to this church, actually. I belong to a church, but there was something there that wasn't right. And so I was searching, and I thought, what am I going to do, God? Where am I going to go? It was in my mind that I just wasn't in the right place at that time. And then I remembered that Bill had called and asked me if he could go and visit my husband in the home. Bob had Parkinson's and a stroke. And I thought, gee, if he would come from a church that I didn't even go to and ask to see and visit my husband in the home, then maybe that's the church I should be going to. So I thought, well, Lord, I guess you're leading me to the Baptist church. So I came one Sunday and I thought, yep, this is where I should be. And I'm happy to be here, and you got me, I'm here. And I wrote this, kept this in my purse forever. So I'll say it. All that I need, he will always be. All that I need till his face I see. All that I need through eternity. Jesus is all that I need. Thank you.
Good. Are you going to say something?
You got anything? Anything coming to mind?
Here.
Yeah.
And she was a big influence on me, and I've met a lot of nice people since I started coming here, and it just kind of encouraged me to want to be more like them, and here I am.
Good. We think we're nice. Very good. And most of us remember Suzanne's grandma, little Peggy McIntyre, this tall, this thick, and a live wire. And she was a tremendous influence on many of us. I mean, we could get into all kinds of stories here this morning, but it just shows us that, you know, we are called to represent Jesus well. And the issue of how our life speaks to others. I was talking to someone the other day, and the importance of being seen. And we say, well, I don't want to be seen. Jesus said, look, you do not hide your light under a bushel. You let it shine. And let your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And so what a tremendous blessing to me. I didn't know you were going to say that, Sandy, even though I did visit Bob and so on. But I just want to shine like mad. Why not? You know, that's what Jesus told me to do. Is it about Bill? No. It's about what Jesus does in Bill, through Bill, around Bill, and having an influence for advancing God's kingdom. And that's the desire of all of our hearts. That's what it should be, that we just want to represent Jesus well. So we are so delighted to welcome all of you into membership. We have affirmed that they know Jesus personally and that they really want to be a part of our church family. And so Alwyn as a deaconess and Ernie, you guys have to give handshakes, hugs, kisses, whatever. Welcome them in, and we're just so delighted to have you. Just welcome them.